Tuesday, September 1, 2020, 9:50 a.m. Okay, so I slept pretty late for a change. I slept till 4:30, and I got involved with watching YouTube on some artsy kind of stuff, buildy kind of stuff. So it was entertaining, and let's see. So today was a water the vegetable garden day. So I got that started early, and then I went for a walk for a change. And came back and did my weightlifting training that I missed yesterday. Got too involved with some other stuff. So double up on it. So I'll do it today and then tomorrow again. Let's see. So now this is getting interesting. The presidential campaigns are heating up. And on the last presidential campaign, like I said, my first choice was Carly Fiorina, because in early December of the previous year, she, when the campaigning really started and she put her hat in the ring, she was the only one of all the candidates that actually answered every question, didn't try to dodge it, you know, didn't try to spin it. Whatever question was asked of her, she hit it straightforward, and that's what I liked about her. You know, you saw where she was and you saw where she stood, unlike Clinton, who didn't take any press conferences. Any event that she had was strictly controlled. News people couldn't ask questions. Only certain news people could come into the room. And her handlers pretty much kept her separated from the news media, so they couldn't even shout questions to her as she went from a car to a door or something like that. And but like I said, that's why I like Carly Fiorina. Well, she dropped out. The next person that's close to that was Trump. You know, so I watched him for a while. He kind of rubs you the wrong way, but then at least in some ways it's refreshing that it's not some usual politician that's kissing your ass just to get your vote. And then when he gets in office, hey, that ass kissing is all just a memory, you know. So. So now the way this is heating up, same thing again. Joe Biden is really trying to control his exposure to the media. He did some interviews. The one interview he did recently was some singer, entertainer named Cardi B, who they say has this song out that's just obscene, and describes women as sex objects, you know. But so she pretty much gave him the softball questions, didn't ask him anything that they didn't want to be asked. But now that the race is on and the polls are finally starting to get close, Biden wants to go out there and press the flesh, but he's still not doing it the way Trump does it. Trump will go out there and give us a speech, then take questions, you know, from anybody that's in the news media that's in that room, you know. And as long as it's not really a really stupid question, he'll answer it, you know. So, how do you feel now that you don't beat your wife? You know, kind of questions that he won't answer. Those kind of questions. Or ignore. But Biden, nope. He had a campaign event yesterday, went out and spoke, did not take questions. You know, so it's, and they caught him in a a flip-flop, a contradiction. Earlier in the primaries campaign, he said he would stop all fracking, you know, and all use of fossil fuels. Now he's saying the opposite. So, you know, that pretty much tells you what kind of person he is. So, and people say he didn't say that. Well, there's videotape. And I remember him saying that. You know, and then I saw him do it, Sam say the opposite yesterday. So, it's, that, like I said, that just tells you what kind of politician he is. He's a politician. He'll say anything to get in the office. And then once he gets in the office, it's him and his good buddies and his son and two brothers that are going to get rich. You know, off the American taxes. So, let's see. That's pretty much that. So that's pretty much on the forefront of my mind. I didn't work on my my new painting, Man Controller of the Universe. it's I had the panel laid out or divided up, and trying to get a feel what to put in there. And so it's not going to look exactly like the original Diego Rivera painting of the same name. But there'll be some similarities, I guess. You have to do that if you're going to do a spoof on it, or today's rendition or whatever. Let's see, what else in life is going on? That's pretty much it for now, so I'll leave it at that.